I'm Jim Lee for FM 95 in Lewiston today, where the Lewiston Lady Indians softball team is the FM 95 Hometown Heroes of the Week. Let's go ahead and meet this year's Lewiston Indians softball team.
Hi, I'm Zoe Zimmerman. I'm a senior, and I'm a catcher, and I play shortstop.
I'm Ariel Otari. I'm a senior, and I play first base.
Hi, I'm Tori Drum. I'm a senior, and I play right field.
Hi, I'm Jamie Cook. I'm a senior, and I play outfield.
Hi, I'm Peyton Reed. I'm a senior, and I'm a pitcher.
Hi, I'm Skylar Miklich. I'm a junior, and I'm a catcher.
Hi, I'm Riley Munson. I'm a junior, and I play center field.
Hi, my name is Darcy Graham. I'm a junior, and I play outfield.
Hi, I'm Abby Smith. I'm a sophomore, and I play second base.
Hi, I'm Addison Ebert. I'm a freshman, and I play right field.
Hi, I'm Ashlyn Towery. I'm a freshman, and I play third base.
Hi, I'm Trisha Shago. I'm a freshman, and I play left field.
Hi, I'm Ashley Barkley. I'm a freshman, and I play second base.
Head coach Joey McLaughlin joins us now. Lewiston girls are the Hometown Heroes of the Week in softball. Coach, congratulations. You've had a good season. Looks like you're on a nice little streak here.
Yes, we have been playing very well, and thank you for this honor, too. We've won 7 in a row now, dating back to, I think it started last Friday, and then we won the Midwest Central Tournament last Saturday. So we have been playing very well. Our bat's been pretty hot right now.
What's been the key for your girls as they continue to play better here middle of the season?
Right now, our bats are really hot. I think we've hit 6 home runs in the last 2 games combined. But really, I think the biggest test was the start of our season. Our opening doubleheader was Limestone, and we got swept then. But, you know, we're playing 3A competition. They got over 1,000 kids in the school. So our early season schedule really tested us, and it's making us better for this little stretch right here.
Yeah, I know there's some other tough ones on your schedule. Illini Bluffs gave you a tough time.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they did. Illini Bluffs is really good. I think the last poll I looked at, they were ranked 6th in the state in 1A. And that's our regional, so it's going to be another tough matchup then, but it's something we're looking forward to after the game we had against them.
Yeah. Aside from the competition on the field, one of the things that I know all of you as coaches and players in the last week or so have run into is the weather. This wind has been really, really tough to deal with.
It has, and it's so unpredictable. There was a week, a couple weeks ago, where I thought we might only play on a Monday, and we end up playing 5 games in 5 days. So you can't really count on a forecast. And with this wind, your defense is really key on whether you have outfielders that can catch a ball and pitchers that can keep the ball on the ground. So, and ours have done both of those for us.
How about the key to this team? Is like you said, mostly the hitting. Some teams will come out and they've got a Division I pitcher and then just shut you down, and maybe you don't have that, so you have to do it different ways.
We get it done a number of different ways. I know we have Peyton Reed, our senior. She's our number one. She's 10-3 right now. So she does a very good job for us. I can say till last year, I've never had a pitcher strike out 100, and she struck out 130 last year, so she's our ace. But our bats are really coming together, and this year our attitude is amazing. We're always up. We're always ready to play.
Always neat for us at the station to see all the votes pour in, and late yesterday we started to see those really flood in from Lewiston, so I know you've got to be pleased with your fan support down here.
Oh, this community is amazing. I grew up here. I graduated from here, so I've seen firsthand how great this community really is. And, when you get those sign-out sheets that from Casey's and you see all the people just that have nothing to do with the school that are still signing up for you, it makes you feel really good to have such a nice community support you.
All right, as you head towards the postseason, you get into May, what's the goals for this team? You feel like you can win a regional?
Well, like I said, we go to Illini Bluffs, and then that was a 14-0 loss, but I wouldn't count us out for anything, honestly. We have a mindset that is our goal, is to get to that regional championship and have another rematch with them.
So. All right. Well, Coach, congratulations on being the Heroes of the Week, and have a good day. Maybe we'll get a little warmer weather in store for you here.
Yes, thank you. We have another game on slate tonight, so it should be a good one.
All right. Joey McLaughlin, head coach of Lewiston softball, our FM 95 Hometown Heroes of the Week.
We look fly.
We look good.
Make this
a fair.